Only a week after Utah's governor announced a special election to replace Congressman Jason Chaffetz, 12 candidates have already entered the race. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
I'm pleased to announce that I intend to be a candidate for U.S. Congress in the 3rd District.
Provo Mayor John Curtis stood inside a packed reception hall in the city's downtown Thursday evening and made his candidacy official as supporters snacked on hot dogs and frosted cookies. Curtis is among 9 other Republicans, and counting, who've declared their intention to try and become the next congressman from Utah's conservative-leaning 3rd Congressional District. 3 Democrats have also filed. The popular 2-term mayor says he made the decision to run about a week ago at the encouragement of friends and constituents. The campaign launch brought out many young professionals, like 26-year-old Elias Flores, who credits Curtis with revitalizing downtown Provo and making it a hub for food, music, and tech.
I moved into Provo in 2009, which was known as like a dead time. Like, you would walk down Center Street and there was nothing, right? And so he's really taken the different communities in Provo and worked with them to activate the space, activate the city.
Curtis plans to pursue a dual path to the ballot. He'll be running in the Utah GOP's special caucus convention in June, as well as gathering signatures. Jessica Priest is an assistant professor of political science at Brigham Young University. She says it's not unusual to have this many candidates early on.
Whenever you have an open seat, that is when everyone comes out from the woodwork and everybody that's been wanting to run for a while is going to throw their hat in the ring.
Priest says it's too early to make predictions, but Curtis and other candidates have a lot of work ahead of them, including fundraising and campaigning across the sprawling district before party nomination conventions in June and an August 15th primary. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.